For more than 30 years now, Phil Scott has owned a construction company that bids on state contracts. During his campaign for governor, Scott says he'll sell the businesses if elected so as to avoid any financial conflicts while in office. That sale is now complete, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, critics say the conflict remains.
Governor Phil Scott completed the sale of his business on December 30th, and he's selling his $2.5 million share in the firm back to the company itself. But Scott hasn't exactly severed financial ties with DuBois Construction. That's because he's financing the deal himself. And if his goal was to put to bed any concerns about bringing financial conflicts to his role as governor, Scott has not succeeded.
You know, the problem here is that by financing this sale of his business, the governor's receipt of the money that he is owed depends on the business succeeding.
That's Paul Seamus Ryan, a veteran campaign finance attorney who has been working on political integrity issues for 15 years.
The bottom line for conflicts of interest, why they matter, is that it is a problem when a public official can do things as a public official that will benefit them personally, financially.
Ryan is vice president for policy and litigation at Common Cause, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit that works to guard against government corruption and abuses of power. Ryan says Scott could have availed himself of other options to resolve the conflict.
What would alleviate my concerns, what would alleviate the conflicts issue for Vermont taxpayers, would be simply having someone else finance the deal, having this buyer go to a bank.
At a press conference on Friday, however, Scott said that bank financing simply was not an option because of the intricacies of the business. Scott says the company is paying him back over 15 years at an interest rate of 3%, and he says that divesting himself entirely would have required the company to liquidate in an auction.
Which would have meant many families and employees who have been there for 30, 40, 50 years would no longer have an opportunity, no longer have a job.
Scott says he won't use his executive authority to advance the interests of a company that's now indebted to him, and he says residents won't just have to take his word for it.
I'm committed to transparency. I believe we need to have more transparency in order to restore the faith and trust lost by some with state government.
Scott says the open bidding process used by the state will leave a paper record that would expose any attempts on his part to game the system. Craig Holman is a government affairs lobbyist at Public Citizen, another Washington, D.C.-based government watchdog group. Holman says Scott's arrangement, quote, simply doesn't cut it.
The fact that the governor is financing the deal for the buyer means that the governor would want to make sure that the company stays healthy and financially prosperous.
Scott says he'll welcome scrutiny related to DuBois Construction's bids on government contracts and that he's confident voters will be comfortable with the arrangement. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.